Great!
Hey! There will be no more retreating.
Now you're trapped here, so this world will be the last you ever see.
For a god, you're surprisingly confused. This isn't going to be our final resting place. It's going to be yours. We were even going to bring you a casket, but we couldn't find one small enough.
Are you okay?
Well, I am now. Goku and my parents just arrived again. They wouldn't have come back like this unless they found a way to defeat them, I'm sure of it.
Our Master Goasu and the other Kais were foolish enough to believe mortals could be entrusted with intellect. As a result, you malefactors have developed time travel.
Hey, Kakarot, where are you keeping that jar?
Oh, crap! It was still on the time machine when they blew it up!
How can you be that stupid?
Hey, don't blame me. You forgot it, too.
Because I thought you still had it with you.
Well, I didn't exactly have a place to put it. See? I don't
know how. It appears they're not listening to you, my counterpart.
No matter. I'm so intoxicated by myself, I don't care if I have an audience.
One of the many benefits of being a god.
Fine. What's done is done. I'd rather win this with our fist than some magic trick anyway.
Ha! I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Zamasu! Stop this!
What? Goasu!
And here I thought I had murdered you.
Hey, look! Our Supreme Kai's here too, but how?
Oh, yes, of course. So you're the Goasu from their timeline, saved by the Destroyer's intervention.
Indeed. And Lord Beerus told me everything. How could you strike me down after all I taught you, Zamasu?
Wait, Goasu, you're talking to the wrong one. The Zamasu you knew is inside that one.
Oh, right, my mistake. How could you, Zamasu? Your behavior is pathetic. How could a Kai commit such atrocities?
That's hardly the word I would use. What's so atrocious about cleansing creation from its mortal blight and restoring its original beauty?
Your views are unspeakable. Is that how you justify killing other deities as well?
You can't comprehend the paradise I'm trying to create. You would have tried to stop me, correct?
Yes, of course.
Wait a minute! You said all the gods here are dead, which must mean the Kais and the Destroyers, but what about Whis and his kind? He's even tougher than Beerus. There's no way you could have taken him out.
There'd be no need. When a god falls, the angel attendant serving him automatically goes out of commission until the next god appears for him to serve.
Hold on, an angel? You're telling me Whis is a real-life angel? But I thought angels were little winged babies on clouds with their butts hanging out with harps.
How strange, Master. Who would have guessed I'd have to kill you three times?
One god is all that the cosmos needs.
Go! You shouldn't be at this fight. All you'll do now is get in our way.
The truth is, Goasu insisted we come.
It's not too late to right these wrongs. We will use the Dragon Balls of this world to resurrect all those who fell victim to your rampage of hate.
I'm sorry, old Kai, but we destroyed all the Dragon Balls. So, no one will ever gather them again.
What? How could you?
Goasu!
Oh no! So if Trunks dies, there's no way to bring him back to life!
Are you done, Supreme Kais? We'd like to get to the fight now.
You should get out while you still can.
You're right.
No, I'm not leaving. This fool was my apprentice and my responsibility, so I'll see this through to the end.
Goasu's made his choice. What about you?
If he's staying, then so will I.
It sounds to me like you'd rather escape.
Come now, Goku. You're not painting the Supreme Kai of your universe in a very good light.
Seriously? All right, Vegeta, you heard him.
Suit yourself, Kais, but don't expect us to save you next time.
I'll let you pick. Which one do you think you can take?
The one who looks like you, of course.
Good luck. You're talking like you really think you can beat him.
I've never been afraid of you, Kakarot, so why the hell would I be afraid of your stupid counterfeit?
much so quickly? You Saiyans really do deserve your reputation as a warrior race.
Vegeta's overpowering him.
You'd better focus on me!
Mortals do not tell gods what to do.
Is invincible.
We should follow them.
I figured this might happen. So I made sure to have a garage ready to go. And now that I've had practice rebuilding the time machine, I should be able to fix it up in a flash.
Mom!
Oh, Trunks, you're okay! Oh, thank goodness! I was worried sick about you.
I'm fine. A containment wave? You really think you could have trapped him in that thing?
Yeah, and with some help from you and this handy stuff, we still can.
Are you saying you expect me to put that jar back together?
Well, sure, the Trunks I'm raising is a whiz at jigsaw puzzles, and I'm sure you are too. Come on, you got this!
Oh man, are you kidding me?
You want to know what your big mistake was, Black?
What mistake?
It's that stolen body! Every muscle, every cell! His body was built from a lifetime of intense battles! But you took it! It's all secondhand! You feel the power in those Saiyan cells, but you don't truly understand it! Because you didn't build it! And you'll never learn to think like that, Cloud!
How can there be such a huge power gap between us?
That's simple. You're an interloper, a Saiyan imposter. And I'm the real thing. The Almighty Prince Vegeta!